Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording, brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Cinema and politics.
You may have heard recently about what is being called the return of political cinema, following recent releases such as Munich and The Constant Gardener. So today I'm going to look at what political cinema is and give a little overview of the history of political filmmaking in Hollywood. First of all, what do I mean by political cinema or political films? To me, the terms refer to films that make people aware of political or social situations. To give a recent example, the film Hotel Rwanda caused many people to take notice of the political situation in Rwanda for perhaps the first time. The dramatic imagery of film can often be far more powerful than news reports. For many, the heyday of political filmmaking was the 1970s. Watergate, the Vietnam War, and mainstream actors with social consciences such as Jane Fonda, Robert Redford and Warren Beatty made for a number of political films. Think of All the President's Men, which detailed the scale of corruption in Watergate, or Apocalypse Now, which graphically portrayed the horror of the Vietnam War. Political filmmaking didn't start in the 70s, though. Back in the 1940s and 50s, Hollywood produced films detailing social problems such as unemployment and alcoholism. In 1967, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, a comedy about a white couple whose daughter brings home a black fiancé, covered what was then pretty much a taboo subject, that of interracial relationships. As I said, the 70s saw a sudden increase in political films, which carried on to some extent into the 80s, with the release of films such as Gandhi, which won 8 Oscars, and Cry Freedom, another Attenborough film, this time about Steve Biko, a South African activist who died in police custody. The 90s is not generally seen as a good decade for political cinema. Schindler's List, Spielberg's powerful film about the Holocaust, stands out, as does Malcolm X, a biography of the black American activist. Which brings us to the present decade and the so-called revival of the political...
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.